message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Introduction to Supernatural Supplies and Destiny Enrichment. Introduction to Supernatural Supplies and Destiny Enrichment. Tonight I'll be focusing on Destiny Enrichment. What is Destiny Enrichment? Destiny Enrichment is the beautification, the decoration, the addition, and the multiplication of needed blessings to a person's life by God. The beautification of the life of a person, the decoration of the life of a person, the addition and the multiplication of exactly what the person needs is loaded with that thing. I want to warn you before time, the kind of things you will see in this month of November, you will be so amazed and surprised. The kind of blessings that God will do for you in this month, it will make everybody to begin to thank God for you. If I were you, I would say a louder amen. Also, destiny enrichment is the reaching out of God's hand to the destiny of a man, to the life of a man. Destiny enrichment is the reaching out. Someone say reaching out. When God reaches out his hand to somebody's life. This month, God will reach out his hand into your life. I say God will reach out his hand into your life. Into your situation, into your circumstances, God will reach out his hand into your life. Can I hear you say a big amen? You are not programmed for poverty. You are not programmed to be in lack or in insufficiency. God never brought you to this world for scarcity. He brought you here to release to you everything that he has. He brought you here for surplus. Someone say surplus. He brought you here for abundance. Somebody say abundance. He brought you here to ensure that you have more than enough. Someone say more than enough. That is God's intent. Listen, any other teaching apart from what I'm teaching you now is a big lie. As good and as bad as you are as a human being, you are always wishing that your children are okay. You are always wishing that their future is bright. Why would God ever want you to become somebody that is poor or that is beggarly or that is smelly or somebody who the landlord is pursuing up and down? Someone say, God forbid. Let me hear you say, God forbid. It is never my Father's intention for us to be in lack. He wants our destiny to be enriched. And tonight, because of the limited time that we have, what are the major factors for destiny enrichment? What is the major factor that we'll be treating tonight that brings about the enrichment of one's destiny? It is called God's mercy. Someone say God's mercy. What is God's mercy? God's mercy means, number one, compassion from God towards man. Compassion. God's mercy means compassion of God towards a man, towards a woman. Number two, what is God's mercy? God's mercy is kindness from heaven and heavenly forces towards a person. Kindness shown from heaven and heavenly forces towards a person or group of persons. The prayer for you this month is that in the most drastic way you will obtain God's mercy. I say you will obtain God's mercy. I say you will obtain God's mercy. I want you to note the following things, the following points on enrichment of destiny via mercy. Note the following things about the mercy of God via the divine enrichment or destiny enrichment via God's mercy. Number one, destiny enrichment is not a product of power or might. That is, in quotes, not by muscles. The enrichment of your life and the blessing of your destiny is not about your size. It's not about how huge you are. It's about the mercy of God. In Romans chapter 9 verse 11, so then, it's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. It's not about your kirakita. It's not about your running up and down, but it is about God's mercy. And my prayer for someone here tonight is that in the most drastic way you will receive God's mercy in the name of Jesus. I say God's mercy is coming upon you and your family in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? It is not about your running helter-skelter. It is only about God's mercy. Romans chapter 9 verse 16. Romans 9 16. So then, it is not of him that willeth, not of him that runneth, but of God. Someone say, but of God. But of God that showeth mercy. Romans 9 16. The mercy of God is superior to anything. I've seen people run from pillar to post. I've seen people change country, change place of work, yet nothing changes. Because this circle of mercy, once it is missing, the person is messed up. The mercy of God is what clears out the mess of the destiny of a person. The mercy of God is not destiny enrichment, is not by power and by mind. Number two things you need to note about destiny enrichment is that destiny enrichment is a product of divine choice. It is God that chooses those he wants to have mercy on. Says, I will have mercy on those whom I will have mercy. I will have compassion on who? On those whom I will have compassion. So our God is a God of mercy. He's also a God of compassion. And my prayer for somebody here today is that God will have mercy and compassion on you in the name of Jesus. I say, God will have mercy and compassion on you in the name of Jesus. The mercy and the compassion of God will be upon your life in Jesus' name. Open your Bibles with me quickly, ladies and gentlemen, to Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11, the Bible says, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. The race of the enrichment and the beatification of a person's destiny is not about the swiftness or smartness or the strength of a person. Neither yet bread to the wise. Because somebody went to plenty school doesn't mean that he can have bread to eat. Nor yet riches. And we are talking about destiny enrichment. It's not to the level of school. I've seen those that went to Harvard and their life is in hazard. I've seen people that went to Liverpool, yet they have never even seen a pool. They can't pool resources, they can't pool anything, yet they went to Liverpool. So everything about the enrichment of the destiny of, you will see some people, you will just wonder how the scores of people money misrolled. How did money enter this person's hand? And the only way to explain it is the mercy of God. How did this person marry this? How can this girl be enriched with this kind of man? She doesn't fit. The almost is opposite. Almost opposite. How did this kind of person enter this company? Who interviewed? How did she pass the interview? How did he pass the test? It is enrichment via God's mercy. How did this person build this house? From where? Where is the money coming from? How can God enrich this person to build this kind of massive house? The song, I think one of these old people used to sing it. Say, Kuleye won rada o, Kuleye won. They cannot understand. I speak to somebody here today. In this brand new month of November, nobody will be able to explain how God will change your life. I said nobody will be able to explain how God changed your life. Nobody will be able to explain how God enriched your life. And when we are talking about enrichment, it's beyond money. We'll talk massively about that this month. Because when we talk about supplies and enrichment, people think it's only about money. Yes, money is part of it. But we'll be exposing to you, letting you see that when we talk about God releasing something to you, is beyond money. Examples of people who access destiny enrichment via mercy. I'll just give you two, then we go to pray. Examples of those who access destiny enrichment via mercy. Number one is a man called Abraham. Abraham was a nobody and was living in his father's house until 75 years old. And suddenly God decided to enrich him and appeared in Genesis chapter 12 verse 1 to 4. And told him, oh boy, get out of this house now. Move to a land I will show you. And in that land I will enrich you. Anybody that bless you is blessed. Anybody, see, they are so, an enriched man, you don't curse them. If you curse an enriched man, the person receives minimum 7 times that curse back in return. God said, I want to change your life and change your destiny, and no devil or Jupiter can stop it. And listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, God moved in the life of Abraham. He became an amazement to everybody. Everybody was surprised. In Genesis chapter 12 verse 1, he was still scratching the ground in his father's house. In Genesis 13 verse 2, he was already rich. Genesis 13 verse 2, rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. Chapter 12, poor as anything. mercy has stepped in and has cleared away the issue of poverty from his lineage. And he became mega prosperous. I can't imagine a man having 318 servants. A man, just one man. Just one man. 318 personal assistants. 318, I didn't say 38. 318 servants to one man. And he pays them very well. They all feed in his house. They wear clothes. When he's traveling, they follow him on his trip. So you can imagine his entourage. Just because God enriched him via his mercy. Tonight, in the most drastic way and dramatic way, God is going to visit your family for enrichment. The second person I'll be talking about tonight is a young man who was the son of Jonathan. Jonathan was the son of Saul. One day, David arose and said, is there anybody left in the lineage of Jonathan? Of Saul? That's it. That's in 2 Samuel chapter 9 from verse 1. Anybody left? They said, then they called Ziba, who is a servant to Saul. Is there anybody left? They said, there's only one person called Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth was a lame man. Lame as in he crawls on the floor. He doesn't have two legs. And suddenly somebody remembered him via God's mercy. But let's read it quickly because of our time. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth, and he answered, behold thy servant. And David said unto him, fear not. Someone say, fear not. When I read, anytime I read this man's story, I'm always inspired. Because he himself couldn't believe me. He was surprised. He said, I'm a dog. Let's continue. He said, fear not. I will surely show thee kindness. You know, I told you that enrichment is about kindness. Mercy is about God's kindness. I will show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake. I will restore thee all the land of Saul. Saul was a king before. And you can imagine how rich he was. I will restore the land of Saul thy father. And thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. And he bowed himself and said, what is thy servant that thou should look upon such a dead dog? He didn't even say a dog. He said a dead dog, like somebody like me. He looked at himself so he said, how can someone like me, is it possible for someone like me to be eating continually at the gates, at the table of the king? Then he said, forget it. When mercy is ready, your past history is wiped out. When mercy is ready, everything that is not working before must work. When mercy is not ready, that's when man struggles. But once the mercy is ready, no devil can stop it. And in 2 Samuel chapter 9 verse 13, the Bible says, all the days of the life of Mephibosheth, he was eating at the king's palace. And Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table and was lame on both legs. A lame man was promoted. You can imagine what God has in store for you that you still have two legs. A lame man was remembered by heaven. How come you think that God has forgotten you? My prayer for somebody is that in this 11th month, what you have never even imagined can happen in righteousness will happen for you in the name of Jesus. All the days of Mephibosheth, he was enjoying his life. It's like somebody eating inside White House all the days of his life. That was how David was. Some of you have never traveled beyond the shores of this nation. Mercy will take you out of this nation. Some people are here, you have never ever counted six-digit figures. 1 million and above in your account in this month of November. More than you can ever imagine, multiple figures will be rushing into your destiny. Can I hear your loudest amen? I'd like to hear your loudest amen. He could not believe it. I can imagine him singing a song like Shemino Re Oluwa, Shemino Re Oluwa. Mo wa dupe ore atodumodun, mo wa dupe ore atosumosu, mo wa dupe ore igbagogo o, se mi na Listen to me, friends. When you enjoy small, it will look as if you have never suffered before. Most of the people you see that are enriched today, they suffer so far before. But when you see, they say, oh, this man is very handsome. This man is very, very old. That's why ladies are very, very brutal when you want to take their husband. Especially when they suffered with that man before. They knew when his neck was very long. They knew when his stomach was very flat. They knew when he could not, when his shoe was opening up like this. So when he begins to wear black and white shoes, you buy it. They will not take it easy with you. My prayer for somebody here today is that God will enrich you. Your suffering of the past will be wiped out. The stress that you are going through now shall become a story of the past. Do you know, when God enriches you, when you have tribal mark, enjoyment wipe out the tribal mark. I saw one of my friends with tribal mark before. When I spotted him again, he has become a changed man. I started searching for the tribal mark. I couldn't find it. Enrichment has wiped out the tribal mark. Somebody's here today. Evil mark they place on you as a mark of poverty shall be wiped out. Evil mark they place on you shall be wiped out. Can I hear your loudest amen? As I round up tonight, how to secure destiny enrichment? I'll just give us 2 points and we go to pray. Number one, love God with passion. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it come to the heart of man what God has in store for those that love him. Your love for God qualifies you for the blessings of God. When you love God, you have qualified to enjoy of his riches. When you love God, you have qualified to enjoy his wealth and his abundance. I can teach a whole month series on that. The love of God. The blessings of the love of God. The dividends of the love of God. The products of the love of God. What happens when you love God? And what happens when you turn your backs against God? But because of time, we limit ourselves to this. Number two, how to secure destiny enrichment is pray and fast regularly. Praying and fasting has a way of securing for you everything that you desire. A man or woman who is lazy in prayer might not be able to secure the best that God. Now look at this as I round up in Isaiah 58 verse 5. Is it such a fast that I have chosen? A day of a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head? Now let's start from verse 6. Is not this the fast I have chosen? To lose the bands of wickedness. To lose the things that is for you that the enemy is holding on to. To undo heavy burdens and to let the oppressed go free. You will go free today. Yeah. And that you break every yoke. We can go on and on, but because of time, just let's stop there. When you fast regularly, you are calling for attention. Fasting is a sign of desperation. When you fast, you are telling God, I am very desperate. I am very desperate for a change of story. I am very desperate to make it. I am very desperate to end this year well. I am very desperate for power. Fasting shows that you need something and you need it fast. You need something and you need it fast. You need something and you need it fast. And fasting always puts one on the fast lane of life. I pray for everyone here tonight, the grace to be able to stand with God, emptying your stomach, but seeking up to God, looking up to him. Like a son looks up to his father. Like a daughter looks up to his mother. That grace will release unto everyone here afresh in the name of Jesus. All the days of your life, what will make you never to be able to fast will never come upon you in Jesus' name. And this fasting goes with prayers, which is what we are about to start now. Intense prayers. And as we pray tonight, something good, something awesome will happen in somebody's life in the name of Jesus. The good news is this. Every one of us hates fasting or hated fasting in the past. But we changed because we needed, you don't run something that you know is gainful. You don't run away from it. It has gain. It has gain. It has gain. All the days of your life, you will stand before God in the name of Jesus. You will stand before God in the name of Jesus. Weakness and tiredness will never be your portion in Jesus' name.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road in Loring. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.